Well, it's huge because it invalidates a law that was, of course, signed by the president on New Year's Eve and permitted the U.S. military overturning about 200 years of domestic law to engage in domestic policing, to seize U.S. citizens, to hold them in military facilities, including our offshore penal colonies, to strip them of due process, and to detain them in the language of Section 1021, which is the section we challenged until the end of hostilities, whenever that is. And I guess in an age of permanent war, that's a really long time. So it is really, really an important ruling, very courageous ruling by federal judge Catherine Forrest. She rejected all of the government's arguments, and the government now has 60 days in which they can appeal. That would take it to an appellate court, or they can do what the lawyers Carl Mayer and Bruce Afron have called on them to do, and that is to accept the injunction, which essentially kills off this provision.